effects did your radiation lab experience have on your subsequent career?
Oh, I guess it had quite a few. It had some good and had some bad. First place, it had the following very bad effect, which was age-wise, what should have been, in some respects, probably were my most productive period, was all devoted to war effort. And everybody was very conscientious during that period. I mean, that's really all we thought and did. The one exception being one trip I made from Los Alamos back to the radiation lab and staying with Robbie. One evening, we decided we would take off and do post-war planning. We planned experiments to do in Columbia after the war. It turned out we invented two very good experiments. But with that exception, I don't think we were working on that. And so I think we probably missed some major discoveries. I would have offhand, probably missed my best chances for a Nobel Prize on that. On the other hand, it's also true that we learned a lot.
Yeah.
So I think it did, and certainly a lot of the technology, both directly, I mean, for us individually, but also just the general know-how and general availability of things available. I mean, for certainly much of the later work, which I did get the Nobel Prize, was indeed based on knowledge of RFs and whatnot that I knew there. We certainly would have had much greater difficulty doing our molecular beam experiments had we not been for the microwave developments that had been made there. And it's also, I think, one of the key things is also just getting to know a large number of people so that you could, if I had a question that I didn't know I knew people well enough that I felt free to say, look, I don't remember, I never was very good at noise systems, how do I improve the signal to noise? Again, there's a lot of the education, the radiation lab series, the thing you could look up and see things. I think there's no question but what made an enormous contribution to my science and to all science subsequently. But it was an interruption of it during the war.